Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. We do have one cancellation to mention. Sure Meals on Wheels has been canceled today. Sure Meals on Wheels has been canceled. Although Sanilac County's two canine officers have retired, a new one is ready to serve. Dover, who is a male German Shepherd from Poland, has joined the department. He is ready to take on the duties of narcotics detection, tracking, and suspect apprehension. Besides the Sheriff's Department, Dover will also work with the county's drug task force and will also assist other agencies when needed. Dover's partner and handler is Deputy Jennifer Dallette. The new canine officer will take over the work that had been done by the other canine officers, Phoenix and Susanna. Phoenix retired from the Sheriff's Department and Drug Task Force after 5 years of service due to medical issues. Susanna works at the jail in security and narcotics detection and is set to retire on April 1st. The man known locally as the Wizard, a vagrant who has frequented the Port Austin and Caseville areas for years before being removed by authorities, was recently arrested after returning to the region. He has been arraigned on criminal charges and is currently being held in the Huron County Jail. No other information has been made available at this time, but we will keep you up to date as more information is released. Authorities are investigating a deadly shooting that occurred Thursday morning at a rural property south of Mayville. Deputies were called to the 9700 block of Willits Road after a report of gunfire. When officers arrived, they found a man dead at the scene. Another man who was on the property was taken into custody without incident. Detectives say they believe the two men knew each other, and early information suggests the shooting was an isolated incident. Officials emphasize that there is no ongoing threat to the public. Additional details have not yet been released as the investigation continues. We'll be right back.
A new day brings new possibilities, and it all starts from the ground up. If you're considering new flooring for your home or office, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. Visit their showroom and get inspired with the many flooring choices available. From rustic modern oak that adds warmth and character to smooth, timeless maple that brightens any room, Popham Flooring offers hardwood options designed for the way you live today. Looking for something bold, durable, and beautiful? Explore Popham's wide selection of tile flooring, perfect for kitchens, bathrooms, entryways, and more. Whether you're building, remodeling, or refreshing your space, Popham Flooring will help you choose the perfect flooring, one that fits your style, your home, and your future. Stop in and visit Popham Flooring today, where quality, craftsmanship, and new beginnings come together. Popham Flooring is located west of Bad Axe on M25, or call Popham Flooring at 989-269-7358.
A Bay County woman has taken responsibility for killing two Genesee County men in a drunken crash following her bartending shift. Ashley Setkowiak, 34, appeared in a wheelchair before Bay County Circuit Judge Jesse Scott Wood and pleaded no contest to all three charges against her. Two counts of operating a motor vehicle with a high blood alcohol content causing death, and one count of operating a motor vehicle with a high blood alcohol content causing serious injury. The charges are 20 and 10-year felonies, respectively. Outdated intelligence has likely led to the United States carrying out a deadly missile strike on an elementary school in Iran that killed over 165 people, many of them children, in the opening hours of the conflict, according to a U.S. official and a second person briefed on findings of a preliminary U.S. military investigation into the incident. Now, dozens of Democratic senators are demanding answers from the Trump administration. The letter from more than 45 senators pressed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on whether the U.S. was, in fact, culpable. The senators also raised concerns about the hollowing out of a congressionally mandated office set up specifically to reduce civilian casualties. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring right across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring, just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.